The world is a situation. It is a situation for you to go astray and come home back. It is a situation to be lost and then come back. It is a situation to forget God and to remember Him again. But why this situation? Because there is a subtle law. If you cannot forget God, you cannot remember Him. If there is no possibility to forget Him, how you will remember? Why you will remember? That which is always available is easily forgotten. The fish in the ocean never knows the ocean, never comes across it, lives in it, is born in it, dies in it, but never comes to know the ocean. Only there is one situation when the fish comes to know the ocean, when it is taken out of the ocean. Then suddenly it becomes aware that this was ocean my life. When the fish is thrown on the bank in the sand, then she knows what ocean is. We needed to be thrown out of the ocean of God. There was no other way to know Him. The world is a great situation to become aware. Anguish is there, pain is there, but it is all meaningful. Nothing is meaningless in the world. Suffering is meaningful. The suffering is just like the fish suffering on the bank in the sand and making all efforts to go back to the ocean. Now, if the fish goes back to the ocean, she will know. Nothing has changed. The ocean is the same. The fish is the same. But their relationship has tremendously changed. Now she will know this is ocean. Now she will know how grateful she is to the ocean. The suffering has created a new understanding. Before also she was in the same ocean. But now the same ocean is no more the same, because a new understanding exists, a new awareness, a new recognition. Man needs to be thrown out of God. To be thrown in the world is nothing but to be thrown out of God. And it is out of compassion, out of the compassion of the whole, that you are thrown out. So that you try to find out the way back. By effort, by arduous effort, you will be able to reach, and then you will understand. You have to pay for it by your efforts. Otherwise, God will be too cheap. And when a thing is too cheap, you cannot enjoy it. Otherwise, God will be too obvious. When a thing is too obvious, you tend to forget. Otherwise, God will be too close to you, and there will be no space to know Him. That will be the real misery, not to know Him. The misery of the world is not a misery, it is a blessing in disguise. Because only through this misery, you will come to know that tremendous blissfulness. Of recognizing, of seeing face to face the divine truth.